This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in 14 states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. A total of 288 counting centres have been set up across the state for the assembly elections, with a separate centre established for the Nanded Lok Sabha constituency. Additionally, 288 observers have been deployed to oversee the assembly vote counting, while two observers will supervise the counting process for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place to ensure a smooth and orderly counting process. Central, state and local security forces are stationed at the counting centres. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on 13th and 20th of this month. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Talking to Akashvani News, Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravikumar said that three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre.
सुबह 8 बजे आपका पोस्टल बैलेट का काउंटिंग प्रारंभ होगी 8:30 बजे से ईवीएम काउंटिंग का प्रारंभ होगी सभी जहां पर वो कल पोस्टल बैलेट है जिला पर अपने स्ट्रांग रूम बना हुआ एक वहां से शिफ्ट करके 8 बजे तक कितना पोस्टल बैलेट आएगा वो भी शामिल करके करेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing, which was organized by a media house in Germany, Stuttgart. The theme of the event was India-Germany, a roadmap for sustainable growth. Mr. Modi said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and every country wants to collaborate with India for development.
आज भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग लार्ज इकोनॉमी है दुनिया का हर देश विकास के लिए भारत के साथ साझेदारी करना चाहता है जर्मनी का फोकस ऑन इंडिया डॉक्यूमेंट भी इसका बहुत बड़ा उदाहरण है इस डॉक्यूमेंट से पता चलता है कि कैसे आज पूरी दुनिया भारत की स्ट्रेटेजिक इम्पोर्टेंस को एक्नॉलेज कर रही है दुनिया की सोच में आए इस परिवर्तन के पीछे भारत में पिछले 10 साल से चल रहे रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र की बड़ी भूमिका रही है भारत ने हर क्षेत्र हर सेक्टर में नई पॉलिसीज बनाई
In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday. A large number of arms and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. Our correspondent reports that the joint team of CRPF and District Reserve Guard, DRG, conducted a search operation in Konta area of Sukma district while receiving intelligence inputs after the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, an encounter took place in the jungle and hills of Bheji area. At least 10 Maoists were killed in this gun battle. The security advisor to the Manipur government, Kuldeep Singh, chaired a review meeting on the current conditions of the state yesterday in Imphal. The meeting was attended by senior officials from the Army, BSF, CRPF, Assam Rifles and other law enforcement agencies. After the review meeting, the security advisor informed that an additional 90 companies of CAPF had arrived in the state and that another 70 companies of CAPF are expected to arrive shortly. In badminton, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Rankireddy will take on the South Korean pair of Jin Yong and Seo Seung Jai in the men's doubles semi-final event at the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China today. And in cricket, Australia will resume their first innings with overnight score of 67 for 7 against India in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:50 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.